As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host at DALE007 on Twitter. In real life, I'm Devin Ellington. Like I said, this is Hoopball Gaming, Today in Sports Betting. Brought to you by, well, a couple of good, fine folks, but most importantly, hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. Go over there, check out the premium content, the oohs and the ahs, the DFS package, Hoopball 360 for $12.99. You're going to get the all-encompassing content package of the Wager Pass, which is from yours truly and the rest of the team. Then we also got the Fantasy Pass to help you scrub everything you need to in fantasy basketball land. Huge tidbits, game and weekly league winning tidbits, up to the minute winning tidbits. Minute winning tidbits. Sounds fun. And then also there is the DFS pass to kind of bridge the gap between fantasy basketball and gambling and the gaming side. So yeah, tons of great content, and then also the free stuff. Check it all out. Check it all out. Come join the family. Be a part of it. Got to talk about Manscaped. Manscaped.com. You go over there. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. You'll get free shipping and 20% off of your order. Weed Whacker just came out. Lithium battery operated. And then it's going to also have two dual motors for you with anti-pull, anti-tug technology to take care of all the gentle spots, nostrils, ear holes, other areas. Believe it or not, you know, and to be honest here, you know, I use it on the base of my neck. You know, those, I get some tugs there, like kind of up under my ears where my beard comes in. Yeah, I'll take care of it like that. So go over to Manscaped, check out the Lawnmower 3.0 and all the other care kits and the packages and soaps, oils, balms, and all that good stuff they have for us. Gentlemen, underwear, moisture-wicking underwear. They got everything. Manscaped.com. Go use that promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Get your lawn mowed. Super Tuesday! It's Super Tuesday, baby! That's supposed to be Dickie Vitale. I am recording this episode a little earlier. Gonna have my afternoon tied up a little bit tomorrow. So this is being recorded Monday night, roughly 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're gonna get this episode out to y'all super early, super quick in the morning. And of course, I'm covering every single college basketball game. Then I'm going to go ahead and jump onto the NBA sector. There's only three games there. Nice and slim, short, sweet, to the point. Two of the three games do not have lines as of right now. So we're going to play pick a line. Pick a line. Pick a line, any line. So we'll have a little fun game with that. Got the college basketball, like I said, as the focal point and the gum and the glue for this show. So you know what? Without further ado, let's just start rattling. Let's start shaking and baking and getting in this. Let's get going. First game, noon. Central Standard, right here in the middle of America. Tulsa, Temple. Tulsa's only a 2-point favorite. It's come up from the 1.5-point mark. Temple's at home. Tulsa, they play some good defense. Frank Haith, I know I took them, you know, recently in a wager pass play. They were a big dog. They didn't come through. Houston mopped them. They mopped the floor and then mopped them. It was just like a complete mopping. So Tulsa in a good bounce back spot. This line should probably be about a 5 or 6 point mark, in my opinion. Over under 127.5, it's come up from 126.5 by a point. So I think that point difference is going to go towards the Golden Hurricanes and their capable offense, as well as their length on defense to get them some turnovers. Four. Actually, let me make sure I don't jump the gun here. Yep. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, we got Central Michigan and Buffalo. I'm taking under 163. It's come down a point already from the under over total mark of 164. 12.5-point dog Central Michigan is on the road at Buffalo. That's a big number. I don't have an official play on the side, but I would lean Buffalo, not covering that. So taking the points, the 12.5 of Central Michigan. This is close to a rivalry game. You know, this is two teams that are fighting for really good, you know, decent middling position within that conference. Seeding and percentages matter within the MAC. So we got some action on Super Tuesday. How fortunate are we? Under 163 is the play for me. Look for some defensive stops and key spots in this one. 4 o'clock games. Let's see if we're still on those. Looks like we got a lot of postponements, movements, and whatnot tomorrow. Tomorrow's a little weird. So jumping into 5 o'clock games, Richmond, St. Joe's. St. Joe's hosting. They are 1-12. They are terrible. In fact, 155 is the over-under set right now. 157.5 was the opening number. I could honestly see the steam continuing to push this down. I like the downward movement. It makes sense to me. And I think it's because of Richmond's defense and the inabilities and anemic-like offense that St. Joe's rolls out whenever they play. Richmond, minus 11. I like it. It's up from the 10.5 mark. It's minus 110. You got even shade. So I'm not worried about it. I like Richmond as a team, as a capable, potent offense, a chug-a-lug machine. They just keep rolling. Another Maction game, Western Michigan and Ohio. Western Michigan getting 14. I don't think that's even enough. This is probably a 16-point spread. Ohio has a shot maker, Jason Presley. I talk about him every time I talk about this Ohio team. Over under 142.5, I could definitely see this going over. Ohio scores a lot of points, and Western Michigan gives up a ton. I like Ohio in this spot, but still this number feels a little too big for me. I'm a little too close to the projection and the rating that I want to give it. But, you know, if you want to play something, I would be a little more comfortable and less heebie-jeebie-ish about the 142.5 and going and taking that over. Western Michigan can get some advantage positions, you know, advantageous positions with their size in the interior. They just got to do it smartly. They're not, they don't have a lot of experience on this team. They are I think they're probably the youngest in the MAC. So not a lot of returning production. 5 o'clock. Keep looking for these 5 o'clock games. All right. So I think that might have been. Yep. All right. So let's roll into the 6 o'clock games. Okay, Oklahoma, Texas, Red River rivalry, Red River shootout, Red River, whatever you want to call it. Texas, the number five team, 11-2 at home. This could be ginormous for Texas' chances to win the Big 12 and dethroning Kansas after 11 straight years, 12, 11 years, something like that. Ask a KU fan, they'll tell you. Yeah, I love taking jabs at fan bases, so I'm sorry if I ever offend anyone. It's all in good favor, all in good heart, and it's all in the love of sports. And you got to be lighthearted about it because we have sports now and we didn't, you know, good 9 months ago. So ease up. Be easy about it. Oklahoma, Texas, like I said, that's what we were talking about. 5-point spread has not moved. I haven't seen much movement any which way. Not a ton of bets on this game, only 718 that I'm tracking as of right now. And for a rivalry game, I think that's pretty obvious, you know, low volume. It's hard to make heads or tails with rivalry games. You know, just because I'm in Big 12 country doesn't mean I, you know, I have to have lanes, bets, plays, or whatever on every Big 12 game. With being a Big 12 guy and being someone that really likes the, you know, Heartland stuff, you also see the value in staying away from time to time. So this is just going to be a great game. I wouldn't be shocked if OU wins. I wouldn't be shocked if they lose by 22. So I think each outcome has very close, you know, probability. It's so large with the variance, and that's what scares me. So staying away, no thoughts or opinions on side total or anything. Fairleigh Dickinson, St. Francis, PA. Fairleigh Dickinson, you know, I tried last week on him, didn't hit. And then they're 5.5-point dogs right now against St. Francis. I think St. Francis' offense is just clicking a little too well right now. Over-unders at 153.5, even shade at minus 110. It's come down from 153. So I'm going to keep this on the eye scope for a possible 5-point play. If it gets down to 147, that would be 5.5. Yeah, or I'm sorry, that would be 5. No, 148. Ooh, man. Sorry about that, y'all. 148, you know, if we hit that on the total, then I'm going to go right back over the top. I'm going to go with that over. So short and sweet on that one. SMU, Memphis, +1.5 has come down from the 2.5. SMU is quietly 8-2. Memphis, inconsistent. You know, they did cover their last game in a big way, big blowout. They played really well. I tried to go against them. It didn't really work out at all. Over under 142.5 was the opening call. 140.5 is where we are at now, minus 110 shade to both sides, even opacity. And so SMU, I want to see them go on the road and get this win. There's not enough value at +109, +110 on the money line for me anymore. You lost from +2.5 down to +1.5. This is just a really tight line, and I love this, just kind of stay away from super tight skim lines. So it's a little too yuck for me. A little too scary. Toledo, Miami of Ohio. How well is Miami of Ohio rolling right now with that offense? Holy cow. They are playing so inefficient. They're playing in and out, you know, high low. They're hitting jumpers. They're hitting threes. They're taking contact at the rim. They're putting it up on second chance points. They're assisting. They're setting screens. I could go on and on. I love how this offense is looking for the Red Hawks right now. And they were a 5-point dog at home against Toledo, which Toledo has a chance up with Bowling Green State to win this MAC. Those are the two favorites. And then don't forget about Miami of Ohio. I think they're just right there with them. Record-wise, they're starting to come up. They've won 3 in a row, if I remember right. Over under 147. I went ahead and took the over just because I love and I believe that these in both of these offenses, Toledo, they always shoot super quick. They get some good looks. But as I'm talking about this a little more and talking out loud with y'all about it, I'm thinking there's a lot more value in this +5. I think this number should be closer to like a +2, +3. Home dogs, Miami, like I said, they're rolling right now. They're just, you know, rolling. Just to give you some context, some teams that they've taken care of and teams that they you know, should have beat, but here's an eye-opening one. The way that they beat Bowling Green State, they almost beat them by 20. They beat them 96-77. They were 4.5-point dog at home. They're a 5-point dog at home tonight against Toledo. Eastern Michigan, they went on the road to beat Eastern Michigan by 22 in their last game. The total was 148. Listen to the last three totals in their games. And I'm 3-0 in my last three picks in Miami of Ohio games. I had Miami of Ohio plus 145 against Ball State last Tuesday on the 19th. That total went to 152. The next game, Bowling Green State comes in to Miami of Ohio. I took Miami of Ohio plus 4.5. That hit because they obviously won. Total 173. Then they go back on the road against Eastern Michigan. Like I said, over hit. That's what my play was, over 137.5. Now we're seeing some higher numbers as far as the totals for them. Over 147 is the highest that it's been in one of their games this month. But, you know, like I said, offense and a lot of clicking pieces. I think this is going to be a closer game. And I would not be surprised if Miami of Ohio got another key win in the MAC. This would just be ridiculous if they did. Absolutely ridiculous. I really like what they do on the inside. So, and then, you know, like I said, they beat Ball State. They beat Ball State by 10. They were 3.5-point dogs at home. They play really well at home. They took care of business against Northern Iowa, 70-58. They were 6.5-point favorites that night. They went ahead and covered that. So look for Miami of Ohio to be in a good spot at home, playing really, really well right now. You know, I like what I see in this opportunity here for them. A lot of people are just going to rush Toledo, I think. So you could even maybe get more of a, you know, like a 5.5 or a 6 closer to tip. So let me make sure I'm good on the 6 o'clock games. And then we will talk more about later games. All right. So now I got a few more. I got three more 6 o'clock games. Real quickly, UNC Pittsburgh. Just watch this game. Pittsburgh is playing some really good ball right now. I don't know why UNC is favored, only because of namesake probably. But Pittsburgh's beating some teams right now. They just beat Duke. They're at home. They're getting 2.5 points. Wouldn't be shocked if they won outright. Over under 144. No true opinion on this game. Pittsburgh's just playing some good ball. Kentucky, Bama. Bama is favored by 8.5 points at home against this Kentucky team that's just completely floundering. I can't figure out how to, you know, play bets against or with Kentucky. I think I'm 0-for with Kentucky and UNC as well. That's why I just didn't really have anything on that last game. UNC, Kentucky both giving me issues this year. All right. Next and the last of the 6 o'clock games on the SEC Network at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You got number 6, Tennessee, the Volunteers hosting Mississippi State. Bulldogs coming in as 10-point road dogs. 130.5 is the total. 130 is where it was. It's come up a little. Tennessee's kind of faltering right now. We saw what Mizzou did to them. We had that call on the show. We really liked Mizzou in that spot. So Mississippi State, they play some dang good defense. It's come up from 8.5 to 10. This 10, I think, is a little bit too big for Tennessee. Tennessee, you know, could be in a bounce back spot here after coming off of that loss against Mizzou. They had a little rough showing in a couple of rough outings last week. 97% of the money is on Mississippi State bets, 58% on Tennessee, what I'm seeing right now. Mississippi State plus 10, even though the steam's going the opposite way. I like this, you know, double digits. I could see it being about 7.5 is my number personally on this. I think Mississippi State matches up with Tennessee very well on a couple of spots that Tennessee tries to utilize heavily. So, all right, moving on. 6:30, ESPN3. If you got your ESPN subscription thing, you can watch this. Eastern Michigan, Akron, some more action. Akron minus 11-point favorites at home. Eastern Michigan, 11. Points, that's just quite a lot. 143 is the total right now. Absolute punt game for me. Sorry, I know I talk about the action pretty much in nauseam every time it comes up, but that's what I'm offering right there on that one. So 7 o'clock, Drake, Missouri State, Missouri Valley Conference Showdown. This is going to be a game featuring 13-0 Drake and then 9-1 Missouri State. So Drake is, you know, they've been laid off for a while. I believe both these teams haven't played a lot of games here recently, getting schedules pulled up as we speak. Drake's last game was the 4th of January. So they have not played in what, it's the 26th. Yeah, those, that many number of days. And to kind of look over on to where Missouri State is in that department as well. Missouri State, let's see, actually they played pretty recently. Missouri State played a Division II school on the 17th. And before that, they played Valparaiso on the 10th. So Missouri State, you know, a little bit more, you know, amped up, I guess, a little more geared up. Drake, you know, they were on a phenomenal roll, just steamrolling everyone with that defense before, you know, their hiatus of 20 days now. I don't think the hold off and the layoff is going to affect them that much. I've seen some good spots in this Drake team, and man, I bet against them a couple of times back in the Salukis, Southern Illinois, and that didn't really work out for me. Missouri State, good team, great defensive team. I could see this going under. That's probably going to be my touch on this game. Under 144 and a half. It's already come down 1 point from 145 and a half. I could see that all day. Got a number of about 137, in my opinion. Really great game. Going to be really good. Tune into it if you can. Drake, Missouri State, top of the Missouri Valley Conference after Drake being out and not being able to play for, you know, 20 days. Drake is a good team to watch out for this season. All right, Sam Houston State, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. No, I'm not really getting into that one. Sam Houston State, 12-5. Look for them to come out of their conference, probably make it into the big dance. Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and Eastern Illinois, Ohio Valley Conference matchup here, plus 6.5 for Southern Illinois, Edwardsville going on the road, over under 145.5. Nothing has moved. About 300 bets placed on this game. I don't have a true opinion. Eastern Illinois has been faltering a lot lately. I don't know how much I trust them. Edwardsville, though, they've been atrocious most of this season. I believe they got to cover their last time out, a big spread. So staying away from that, let's get into some 7:30 games. My favorite 7:30 game and one that I'm going to be touching upon probably within the Wager Pass article, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, foreshadowing, hello. Butler, UConn, just because I believe in this UConn team. They got us a win in the Wager Pass when we took the plus 8.5 with them against Creighton. Creighton this last weekend. And plus spot here, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not touching a side, actually, in this UConn-Butler game. 7:30, like I said, Central Standard, Fox Sports 1. I am actually going to go over 125.5. Butler, they give up a crap ton of points. Their offense has actually been scoring the ball the last couple times out, so there's that boost. UConn playing really good right now. This number is really low because of Boot Knight. Boot Knight was supposed to play last game. He's a late scratch. His status, a little more murky. And a star like that, as phenomenal as he is, NBA talent, of course, that's going to drive the number real low. I think this has an easy chance of getting to 130, though, maybe even 140. And to be honest, there is a chance of overtime. I don't think Connecticut's really geared to go ahead and blow out Butler, even though how bad they are. I think Butler can match up against Connecticut really well in a couple spots.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Last of the 7:30 games, we got Dayton and St. Louis. Another team in St. Louis, the Billikens in the A-10. They had some postponements. They haven't played in about 10 days. They're 7-1. And if you remember right, before their stoppage of play, they were rolling also. They're like that Drake team. They're ranked 25. They're at home. And they have a phenomenal defense. Travis Ford, former Oklahoma State coach, is their head coach. He's got some higher classmen in there, some really nice transfers. Man, this is such a weird line for me. +9.5 for Dayton going on the road. I think recency bias and the record and the ranking of St. Louis is making the bettors flock straight to the side of St. Louis. So I'm actually going to come back the other way, +9.5 at -105 for Dayton. I like that. I'm going to throw it on my card. We'll see where it ends up as far as confidence plays or if it ends up in or out. So that's kind of where I'm looking at on that game. 8:00, Southeast Missouri against UT Martin. No true opinion on this. Southeast Missouri opened as a 3-point favorite on the road. Now they're a 5-point favorite on the road. 143.5 has come down 2 points from 145.5. No true opinion. Let's go ahead and get the SEC out of the way because, you know, they're the SEC. LSU, Texas A&M. LSU is actually starting to roll right now. Their offense starting to click. Defense playing a little bit better. A&M had a little flourish of victories and ATS covers and surprise performances a couple weeks ago, but I think they're starting to taper back off. LSU, 5-point favorite. I don't have an opinion. Over under 141. I don't have an opinion. It's the SEC and there's a couple teams in the SEC I like this year, but other than, you know, Arkansas and say Arkansas, Missouri, and Alabama, you're not going to hear me talking too much about the SEC. Sorry if I sound pretentious or whatever, but like I said, I like to make fun of fan bases. So, but hey, I'll make it up to you. I'm going to talk about the SEC right now. Mizzou, Auburn, number 19, Mizzou, going on the road to take on the War Eagles of Auburn. Or, you know, War Eagle, whatever they say. The Auburn Tigers, their mascot, obviously, but War Eagle. They're going to take on War Eagle. Mizzou is what I'm saying. Mizzou's getting points. Ranked on the road. Auburn, inconsistent as all get out. They just had an offensive explosion and just smorgasbord of points against South Carolina. And of course, I was on the under in that game. They almost combined for 200. Auburn does not play defense. Missouri does. And like I said, as long as there's the three-headed monster of Theo Pinson, Drew Brown, and Jeremiah Tillman, man, that's really all I need from Mizzou. For them to be two-point dogs right here, I know it's on the road, but Auburn, like, come on. Like, they're 9-7. They've lost to some crap garbage teams, and then they haven't really performed in tough spots. Look for Missouri's defense to get in their faces. They're not going to let Auburn shoot and fling all those corner threes that South Carolina did last week. Frank Martin's teams are usually susceptible to the three-point shot with how aggressive he has his guards play. So look at Mizzou plus 115 as a money line underdog. I love it. Probably my favorite play of the day. I love this Missouri team. So let's go. I know I got a guy in the Discord that's going to like this. Moneymaker, shout out to you, bud. And as far as other 8 o'clock games go, I think that wraps it up on the 8 o'clock games. I think that actually wraps it up for the whole college slate. Never mind, there's one more. Georgia Tech and Duke. Okay, how is Duke a five-point favorite right now with how they're playing? Is it because they're getting Johnson back or he's supposedly better? Well, whatever. This Georgia Tech team all year has just been covering and beating, covering and beating. And this is a good team right here. Do not mess with them. Do not mess with them. It's gone up from 4.5 to 5. The line movement don't make sense to me. The total has come down. I took Georgia Tech plus 5, and I got it at minus 105. So, you know, I like that a lot right here. Duke is not playing good basketball at all. They're not Duke right now. So Georgia Tech plus 5. You know, I'd be nuts. They're almost a plus 200 dog. It'd be close. It's going to be exciting. I think I could see this being a 2 or 3 point game. Georgia Tech. I'm going to take the points with Georgia Tech. So I've got I'm actually really excited about this college card tomorrow. Real excited about it. Real excited. Going to eventually segue into NBA in that short 3-game slate like I talked about. Before I do it, I'm going to talk about my book. You're going to get into that. We're going to kind of sandwich all this together. And, you know, I just want to make sure I don't miss anything here in the college side, since that's where I churn most of my butter. So, yeah, some really great value spots tomorrow. Holy cow. You could have a really good night tomorrow, guys. It could be a mirage. I've had nights where I thought it was going to be good and it just looked really good to me. And then, of course, too good to be true. But so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 10 good college plays right now, and I'll recap them. Tulsa minus 2, under 163 in Central Michigan and Buffalo. Richmond, St. Joe's, give me the Spiders. Richmond minus 11. Mississippi State going on the road into Tennessee, plus 10. I said this was going to be a rapid fire, and I almost got into another analysis breakdown real quickly. Toledo, Miami of Ohio, over 147. And then also, remember, I talked about Miami plus 5 on that. With that being said, look at the live line. If you can get double digits or like 8 or 9, 8 to 10 on Miami of Ohio, go ahead and do that. But I also like them pre-flop, and it would not be crazy if they won outright against Toledo. They're probably getting, I think we looked earlier, yeah, it's plus 190 right now. That is crazy value. If you want to do a half unit play or even a full unit play, if you're a smaller unit guy or a bigger volume, whatever, either way, there's value in that plus 190. I think the money line should be closer to like a 145, 130. Miami of Ohio is a good team and they're rolling right now. Drake, Missouri State, under 144.5. Looking for the offenses to be a little sea-legged coming out of those weird postponements for them. Drake not playing for 20 days. And, of course, just the way that these two teams play defense. The pace also is a way that I'm looking into maybe the under. Dayton, St. Louis, Dayton plus 9.5. You know, I just, it's a lot of points. Dayton's not that bad of a team. St. Louis also coming out of the postponement and the delays of their scheduling. Butler, UConn, you know what? If I was on the side of a team right here, it would be UConn, but I'm going over 125.5 thinking that this is going to be a really nice, fun, shoot it out game. Georgia Tech, Duke, give me the points with Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, +5. Mizzou on the road at Auburn as a +115 money line underdog. That's my dog of the night. Mizzou is going to be barking. Well, I mean, they're Tigers, but you know what I mean. They bite too. So let's go and root for some Mizzou action as we look into this card. Now, let me talk about mybookie.ag. You know, you're probably wondering where you can place these glorious bets that I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about a glorious mobile bookings platform that you can do it at. Mybookie.ag, you're going to get some great customer service, but the first step that you got to do is go over there and tell them that HoopBall sent you. You do that by using promo code HoopBall. HOOPBALL. That's going to get you in. That's going to get you in the door. You're going to get a deposit bonus, 50% match up to $1,000. And then you're going to get some awesome customer services I already referenced to. You got some card games, roulette, you got blackjack, multi-hand blackjack, Texas Hold'em. You got all of it, slot machines. You can even get down and dirty on some horse racing. You just got to use that promo code, help us grow, help them grow, help you grow your bankroll, and then that's how we all do. You go over to mybookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. Well, I don't want to really hang on too much longer here without talking about some NBA. I know a lot of our folks love some NBA talk. And, you know, right now, I think that's probably the thing that we should do. So go ahead and get these lines up. Follow along with me if you'd like. As I mentioned, we're going to go ahead and break down this NBA card. It's real short, real slim, real nice and sweet, shortened. Little compact, little right to it. First game at 6:30 Central Standard Time on NBA TV. We got the Los Angeles Clippers going against the Atlanta Hawks. And at the time of recording, which I'm doing this the night, again, you know, I'm doing this the night before, you know, not a ton of lines right now on this game. I'm going to go ahead and play guess a line with the first two games, Washington and Houston being the other. But, you know, in this Clippers Atlanta and Hawks game, I'm going to say, you know, probably Clippers -9.5, -10, over under 220-ish, right around that area, 223. The Clippers are just playing some dominant ball right now, and Kawhi Leonard is definitely the biggest part of that. Paul George has been in and out, and I don't think he's fully healthy. Zubac has been big. They've gotten Morris back, which is huge. And then, of course, you got Mr. Reggie Jackson waiting to make some plays. Atlanta, Trae Young's been in and out because of a lot of the health and whatnot, health protocols. Then you got John Collins and his weird rotational, you know, relationship going on with the Hawks and the rest of the players. You got a slew of veterans finally coming back from their health issues, like Gallinari, which he's again on the injury report. But, you know, Rondo, he's in there as well. Herder's been actually pretty decent. Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, they've been footing a lot of the load. With how streaky Atlanta is and how good defensively the Clippers have been lately, it's hard for me to back a side on this one. It's kind of like magnetism. You know, with how the offense is clicking for the Clippers and the potency and potential potency of the Atlanta offense, I would like to take the over once an official line sets down. I could see it going over 225. Maybe like a 2:30 game. So I want to move on to Washington and Houston. Washington, they're bare thin. You know, they got guys like Robin Lopez in there getting a lot of run. Look for Anthony Gill, I think is his name. Last name Gill. Then you got Garrison Matthews. some deep, deep, deep names getting some run in Washington. Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook obviously getting in and out. Westbrook not playing second legs of back-to-backs, so this actually isn't a back-to-back. They played yesterday, so never mind. So look for Westbrook to probably play. A couple days rest, day rest. Houston, Boogie Cousins, going to have to carry a lot of the load with Caris LeVert still out, John Wall out, Christian Wood out. Cousins is going to probably get a bunch of usage here. And, you know, lots of designations on injury. You know, Eric Gordon's probably going to have a big game. Jayshon Tate. Over under on this game, probably going to open right around 231, 231 and a half. You know, if we're playing the guessing game, Washington, you know, 4.5 point dogs, I would say, +4.5, +5, based in my view, in my eyes. You know, I actually think this game is going to be a really fun one, really good one. Obviously, Bertans, Danny Avdija being out. I can never pronounce his last name. I know I butchered that. Avdija, I'm not even trying again. Y'all can make fun of me later. But, yeah, anyway, so on that game there, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. I do think Washington getting points is a good look, you know, just because the unfamiliar players. It's going to be a really basement by low situation. And then, you know, the over is definitely in play. Look and see if you can't get some cheap prop and player performance double bets and whatnot as you scour the market. Knicks, Utah Jazz. Knicks are getting 11. I know the Jazz have been playing some really good ball lately, but the Knicks have been covering some games. They've actually faltered a little here lately, I understand. Over under 212, it's gone up from the 209.5. The game that has a line, I have the least opinion on. This is a weird, thin, and ugly slate for NBA tomorrow. It's not anything too juicy or enticing. The first two games being probably the more enticing games to bet on, especially with a little bit more angles and more value. The Knicks and Utah, I feel like, is going to be either a one or cut two cut pony. It's just going to be, you know, this or that. Knicks, double-digit dog. It's hard for me not to like that. I've liked the Knicks in a lot of other spots also. Could you imagine if the Knicks won at +525 on the money line? That'd be nuts. It'd be crazy. So, you know, just to show you, you know, what the Knicks have been doing lately here at ATS, dating back to the 17th of January, going and playing at Boston and winning outright, so covering that 7-point spread of them being the dog. They covered in a underdog position against Orlando winning outright. That was at home, though. And then they went on the road and won outright against the Warriors being a 5-point dog. And then they lost at Sacramento. This is the third game in a row on the road. I'm sorry, this will be the fourth game in a row on the road after their 3-point loss. But ATS cover against Portland on the 24th. So the Knicks covering a lot of games, covering a lot of games. Over-under is pretty much a wash. Two overs, three unders in their last five in this little segment of games that we are talking about. Jazz, hottest team in the NBA. No doubts about it, hands down. Winners of their last, they're 8-2 in their last 10, but they've won at least five in a row, beating the Pelicans twice, beating the Warriors, beating the Nuggets, beating the Hawks, and covering all those games too. Not only winning, but ATS covers. It's a lot in a row. It's got to taper out at some point. So I'm thinking that right now in this spot with the Knicks, I think they can combat Gobert's size with Mitrov. Nerlens Noel is going to have to play a little bit better, a little more efficient, make it look like he actually kind of sort of knows what's going on out there. Jazz have been just so good lately, though. So could maybe see a taper off coming. Both these teams typically play to the under. Knicks 4-7 on the road. Four and seven meaning, you know, four overs, seven unders. So, yeah, maybe there is a little more buried value in this Knicks Jazz game. And I don't want to be too brash and whatnot about it. So as of right now, as I said, I'm recording this a little earlier than I normally do, but I got to play a little bit of a guess the line thing. So that was pretty fun. Deep dive into college basketball, as always, like you got at the top of the show. You got to make sure to use the promo codes Manscaped over at manscaped.com and mybookie.ag. Hoopball20 for Manscaped, Hoopball for mybookie.ag. Don't forget about the premium content I talked about at the top of the show. Some really great things and tools to help you take advantage of winning leagues, winning money, winning bets, winning DFS plays. You name it, we got it. We want to try to help you in a large capacity. So, hoop-ball.com, you know, that's who brings us show out every day. I just record it. You know, the rest of the guys are the ones that churn and put the content down and they burn, you know, churn and burn. So got some really awesome basketball to wrap up this weekend. Super Bowl Sunday's locked in. So we got some things to look forward to. College basketball is going to be a focal point here, you know, with the NBA being in a halfway point and then college basketball just being in the thick. Football's phasing out, unfortunately, but, you know, right around the corner, we got baseball, and then we've also got hockey going on. It's been real fun. Hoping y'all enjoy these episodes. You know, shout out to Vince at VM Center taking care of the show for us on Monday. I was a little indisposed, so huge, huge, huge kudos for him stepping up for us here. Thank you, Vince. Some really exciting stuff coming up for Hoopball. The family keeps growing, and it's just a bit more fun each and every day. Going to go ahead and wrap a bow in this one so we can get it out to you so you can listen to it, get it zipped up and gone. But you know how it goes. I always enjoy these, and I love it. I could always just talk a little more, you know. But without further ado, I am sending you all of my good wishes, all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. Let's go and be profitable today, not only in bets, but in life. Let's enrich. And most importantly, let's be safe. Y'all take care. See you on the next one.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.